changing minds, one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowering Faith series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing great, Akina. You know, we spent most of today, I mean, oh my goodness, almost the whole day working on some brand new, amazing projects we have in store for our audience that they don't even know about yet, and I am so excited. We're not telling you what they are yet, but they're going to be awesome, so I am so excited about that, and we have an amazing guest on the phone tonight, so it has been all around a wonderful day. Why don't you tell our audience what's in store for them tonight, even though we're not telling them what's in store yet for the next couple weeks?
Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about you cannot have a test without a testimony without a test. And we have an awesome guest. She is the CEO and founder of the FMB Communications. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Felicia Benin-Padilla. Hello, Felicia.
Hi, doctor. How you doing? Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've had an awesome day myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad you came onto the show, and I am so excited to talk about our topic. And, you know, we're going to start off with a wonderful question. Tell us how faith has worked in your life.
Well, it's been an amazing walk because I started off, my best girlfriend and I, my sister friend and partner, we're looking to understand the Bible better. We had this quest, the both of us, and we happened to go to a concert in a church, and that was how our journey started together. We went to the church, and while we were there, there was a flyer that talked about their Bible study. And so one of the deacons happened to be involved with the music at the concert, and he invited us to come and join the Bible study, and that was how it started, because both she and I were retired, and so we decided to go in, and the topic was the bad women of the Bible, and that was very intriguing, you know, like who were these women that were supposedly bad women of the Bible. And so that's how it started. And then we met a really awesome pastor, Reverend Mark Chapman. And he led us through that book. And then we started doing a couple of other books. And on Sundays, we started going to the service at Hollis Presbyterian Church. And it was there that I started my walk with, with Christ. And I continued on my journey and started reading books on my own and just looking for whatever would give me solace in my journey. And then what happened was while I was on my journey, I also had a friend that I was kind of managing his career. He's a gospel singer. And so I was doing that, and as we talked about faith, he also was, because he was a man of God, walked me through a lot of the questions that I had and told me about readings to do, et cetera. And so I was really being filled with a lot of spirit from a lot of different resources. And then on Sundays, one of our deacons, Sheila Baxter, she also used to do a Bible study on Sundays, so where she went into from the perspective of the word, where a pastor would work with us on different books that might be on different topics, she went into the word. One of the things that topics that we used last was Acts. And so I have found that my tests were how obedient could I be to what it was that God was asking me to do. Because when you decide that you're going to get into the word, you can get so distracted so easily. And so that was my test. to really try to study and really and truly try to get into it to the best of my ability. And the thing that has come up over and over again has been about surrender. It's a complete surrender if you want to follow Christ. And I've met along the way people like Janine Cummings and other folks like yourself, Dr. Finch, that you also are very strong in the Word. And so this has helped me along the journey. I also had a mentor that I was working with, a coach, if you will, a spiritual coach, and Unitha L. Muhammad, and she also helped me to focus on how do you pray, how do you put yourself to make sure that you make it a daily journal, you know, a journey rather. So she told me, well, you can make time. So we did like 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, 6 o'clock in the evening, and 12 midnight. And this guaranteed that no matter what it was, how busy my day was, that I would take the time to do prayer and meditation and get into the Word, which helped me to focus a lot, especially in the morning, by being able to go into it. And then I did a couple of fasts and things like that to try to help me with, you know, keeping focus on what it was that I was trying to do. And that's basically it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, it seems that from this Bible study, you were really introduced to the Word. And from that, you were getting a lot of different, you learned a lot of different areas of the Word. Now, I noticed that you talked about your testimony, and that is a very strong part of, you know, being a witness. And I would like to hear more about your testimony and how it started with the test and how you moved into your testimony.
Okay. Well, I would say that every time that I wanted to do things my way, I would find that I would be going in another direction, okay, because I wasn't waiting on the Lord. I wasn't waiting to hear what it is that he had to say, and I wanted to do it my way. And then I was also kind of focused on that. You know how they say knock and it will be, you know, the door will be open for you and just ask, and this is the way that things are supposed to happen. But there's also sometimes we have our own will and we want to do it our way. And I have found that when I relinquish that, when I put it in prayer and just ask God to let me know what his way was and not demand it that he answer whatever it was that I was requested, because it might not be what I was supposed to have. It may not have been the time, and God knew what the plan was. I didn't know the plan, but I was always trying to take hold of it. I was always trying to be the one that was in charge of it. And so one of the things that happened was I became friends with the person that I was managing in music, and then all, you know, the relationship started turning into a relationship, a male-female kind of relationship, but neither one of us was ready to make a commitment because I'm retired, he's retired, you know, he has his way, he's been a bachelor for a long time, I've been a bachelorette for a long time, so it wasn't really in, you know, within our scope. But what happened when I listened to what God was saying, he started telling me that I was supposed to be preparing to be the bride. And I couldn't believe it, you know, because I was comfortable with my single life. I did not feel that that was something that I was ready for. And so he just kept telling me, you know, to do it. So I was obedient to the Word. And then all of a sudden, then I wanted, again, be on my own time and accelerate what was going on in the relationship, okay? And I said, well, hey, if this is what I'm supposed to do, I got to do it like this. And the other party wasn't ready for that. okay? So mm-hmm. then I let go of that, okay? So here's the test. Can I let go of this? So I started releasing it in prayer, and I found out that sometimes the things that you want, that was the test, that would I be willing to wait on the Lord for when his time, what his plan was. And then mm-hmm. the next thing you know, as soon as I let it go and said, okay, Lord, your will, not mine, you know, I'm going to do it on your time, not on my time. As soon as I let it go, everything was released, okay? And then the next thing you know, the gentleman in question came around with an engagement ring, and within 2 weeks, we were married, you know? So that was the test to me was, could I be patient? Could I wait on the Lord? Could I do it on his time? And my testimony is that I am now married. I've relocated to North Carolina. And, you know, something that I was not expecting, just being obedient to his word. And here I am.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, this makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of times when we are really, really in the word, we tend to say, you know, are we running this? But we have to realize that we're not running this. We're
exactly.
not running this. You know, we have to step out on faith and know that our God is going to protect us, that he is going
exactly.
to take us to the next level. We have to open up the door to him and say, here is my problem. Here is my issue. Now you do the work.
Exactly. And I found that when I turned it around and did it that way, instead of the way that I was trying to do it, then I was able to relax myself. I became a different person because I said, you know, this is not this, you know, I'm not in control anymore. And I'm just letting God take over. And when I allowed God to take over, it was a sense of relief on my part because I no longer felt like I had to rush the process or had to do it my way because it wasn't working because my partner was not ready at that time to make a commitment. And I couldn't understand what was going on, you know, but God is telling me, prepare to be the bride. What is going on? And then he told me that God, you know, I felt that Spirit had spoken to me and told me to relax and that he promised what he promised and that there would be a completion. And as soon as I let that go, it became a different thing. And I think that's one of the things that is the hardest for us as Christians when we go into this walk is to relax, to wait and listen on the word, to listen to what it is that God has to say, as opposed to, you know, being ourselves and trying to take control of things.
Now, I would like to know, you know, you made this revelation in your life. You changed your life around, you know, from going from a different standpoint of thinking by changing your mindset. You received
mm-hmm.
the thing that you were waiting on the whole time. Now,
exactly.
Yes. Now, what would you say to someone who was in that same position, who is not really ready to change their mindset? What would you say to them?
Well, if you don't change your mindset, you may find that you're going to be disappointed because God has the plan. We don't have the plan. And my sister likes to make this joke. She always says that every time we make a plan, God laughs, you know. So I think it's kind of that if you're really and truly waiting on things to happen the way that they're supposed to happen, if we rush it, if we don't listen to what it is that God has to say, he may give us the thing that we've requested, but you best believe then you're going to say, you know, be careful what you wish for. because it's not going to be the way that he wanted it to be. Whereas if you put it in prayer and you just let it go and you let him take over, then it's the way that he wants it to be, and it's a whole lot different, okay? Because one of the things that happened was that my husband and I had a period of separation of a month because my mother's ill and I've been taking care of her. So between that and me having to pack all my stuff after 43 years of living in New York, those two things, the purging of all the things that I had and taking care of my mother, and my husband being by himself for a month, allowed us the time that we needed. So I think that if even in a relationship that was completed because we were married, we still needed that time, imagine somebody that, you know, is not there yet. You need that time, and I don't think that people realize that they need to wait on the Lord, that that's the best thing that they could do, and let it be on God's time and not on our time.
Yes, yes. So now I do know that you are also doing more work in the gospel industry. Tell us about that, and tell us about the FBC.
FNB Communications, sure, I'd love to.
Well,
my main artist is my husband, James W. Dale. He's a gospel singer, and that was how we met, through my best girlfriend, because he was selling his wares in New York. He was visiting. And so I manage him, and I also do public relations for another company outside. And I work with artists from A to Z. If they, the type of music that they want to do, because my husband has, he and his son have a production company, we produce the independent record artists. I do publicity. I do promotion with another group. And I also do the managing. So anybody that's interested can contact me on FNB Communications on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/FNB Communications. That's F as in Frank, N as in Norma, B as in Boy, Communications. And they can call me on my cell. It's, the number is 646-206-6967. They'll also find it on my Facebook page, and they can send me an email at FNB, teach as in teacher, T-E-A-C-H, at gmail.com. They can send any inquiries that they have. If they are interested in sending me some MP3s of work that they've done, if they'd like some direction as to what to do to get into the industry, I'd be more than happy to answer their questions. I can't say that I can answer all of them, but we can work something out together, I'm sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I really enjoy hearing your testimony, you know, because you're right. There's definitely not a testimony without a test, and we definitely have to explore that test to through fruition, because if not, then we will never know the lesson that we're going to learn. And
exactly.
With that being said, you know, what would your takeaway be to our audience tonight? What would you say to someone who is working on their test and ready to say, ready to reach their testimony?
I would say that to first put things in prayer, and make sure that the message that you're giving in your testimony is the one that you want to share. You don't have to share everything. That's one thing. The other piece of it is that as I was putting this in prayer as to how I would present this, I could have used another testimony regarding my health challenges. And I chose not to do that because my thought was that what I would like to do is hopefully inspire people to stay in the Word, to come to the Word, to come to Jesus, rather than be someone that admires me because I'm a cancer survivor or this survivor or that survivor. And so that's what I would say. I would say put it in prayer and make sure that what it is that you're going to give your testimony is going to be an inspiration to others, to draw them to God, because that's the whole idea of F&B Communications. We're here to help artists spread the word through gospel music and through the ministry of the word. And so I would say, I would hope that they would want to do that same thing, draw people to God.
Well, thank you so much for that testimony, and thank you for being on the show tonight. And Jessica, do you have any words?
I want to thank you so much, Tricia, for being on. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And
Go ahead.
If Felicia says something to you that resonated with you, please find us on Change Your Minds Online, on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.